Now listen again. Smoking is bad in that it is harmful to one's health. In spite of the fact that doctors have even warned that it causes cancer, people still keep on smoking. In some Western countries, however, people are beginning to kick the bad habit. They realize that health should come first. To help them quit smoking, there are laws against cigarette advertising and smoking in public places. This is praiseworthy, except that Western countries are now selling cigarettes in the East in greater numbers than ever. That they are doing this is immoral, don't you think?
Lesson 13. Substitution. Number 1. Smoking is bad in that it is harmful to one's health.
Swimming is healthful in that almost every muscle in the body is being exercised.
Reading is a good hobby in that you can learn and enjoy at the same time. Number 2. In spite of the fact that doctors have even warned that it causes cancer, people still keep on smoking.
In spite of the fact that Carl Lewis is getting old, he can still run very fast.
In spite of the fact that Tom's rich, he's not proud. Lesson 14. Quit cold turkey. Part 1. Dialogue. Jane is talking to her boyfriend.
You promised me that you were going to give up smoking. What's that in your hand?
I'm sorry. I really want to, except that every time I get nervous, I can't help smoking.
That's just an excuse.
No, it's true. I've tried everything. Chewing gum, biting my fingernails, and even meditation. But nothing works.
Well, if you want to be with me, you'll just have to quit cold turkey.
That will work.
Now listen again.
Jane is talking to her boyfriend.
You promised me that you were going to give up smoking. What's that in your hand?
I'm sorry. I really want to, except that every time I get nervous, I can't help smoking.
That's just an excuse.
No, it's true. I've tried everything, chewing gum, biting my fingernails, and even meditation, but nothing works.
Well, if you want to be with me, you'll just have to quit cold turkey.
That will work. Lesson 15. Don't rely on luck. Part 1. Reading. Passing exams is every student's dream. Failing them is their nightmare. So, to realize their dreams, many students try anything. They even go to fortune tellers, buy lucky charms, and follow old customs. In Korea, many students bury something personal in the university they want to enter. They believe that these things will act as magnets and pull them into the university. Whether it works or not, nobody really knows. At least, it does ease the students' minds about passing exams. Remember, though, you can't always rely on luck. There is no substitute for for hard work.
Now listen again. Passing exams is every student's dream. Failing them is their nightmare. So to realize their dreams, many students try anything. They even go to fortune tellers, buy lucky charms, and follow old customs. In Korea, many students bury something personal in the university they want to enter. They believe that these things will act as magnets and pull them into the university. Whether it works or not, nobody really knows. At least it does ease the students' minds about passing exams. Remember, though, you can't always rely on luck. There is no substitute for hard work.
Substitution. Number one. So, to realize their dreams, many students try anything.
To help the poor, Ron donates 5% of his salary every month.
To improve his English, Sam tries to make friends with foreigners. Number two, whether it works or not, nobody really knows.
Whether you like it or not, I don't.
Whether he will come or not, we really don't know. Lesson 16. Study or Flunk. Part 1. Dialogue. Kim bumps into her classmate, Pak.
What's the matter, Pak? You look depressed. Did someone just die, or what?
Well, someone is going to soon.
Oh, my God. Really? Who is it?
Me. I flunked the exam, and my dad's going to kill me.
How come you flunked? I thought you did everything the fortune teller told you to do.
I thought so, too. I was sure of passing. That's why I went to see him this morning.
Well, what did he say?
He said I flunked because I did everything very well, except that I forgot one thing.
What's that?
I didn't study.
Now listen again.
Kim bumps into her classmate, Pak.
What's the matter, Pak? You look depressed. Did someone just die or what?
Well, someone is going to soon.
Oh, my God, really? Who is it?
Me. I flunked the exam, and my dad's going to kill me.
How come you flunked? I thought you did everything the fortune teller told you to do.
I thought so, too. I was sure of passing. That's why I went to see him this morning.
Well, what did he say?
He said I flunked because I did everything very well, except that I forgot one thing.
What's that?
I didn't study. Lesson 17. A Computer Car. Part 1. Reading. You are in a strange city. It's late at night, and you're tired. But you can't find your hotel. You sigh a deep sigh. It seems like you are dreaming a terrible dream. What is happening? This situation often happens to people who travel by car, but it may become a thing of the past. New auto computers are being designed to tell you how to reach your destination. A small screen in your car displays a map of the city and shows you where you are. Just give the computer the name of your hotel. You'll see it on the map. To top it off, a voice will give you directions while you drive. With a car like this, what else would you expect?
Now listen again. You are in a strange city. It's late at night, and you're tired. But you can't find your hotel. You sigh a deep sigh. It seems like you are dreaming a terrible dream. What is happening? This situation often happens to people who travel by car. But it may become a thing of the past. New auto computers are being designed to tell you how to reach your destination. A small screen in your car displays a map of the city and shows you where you are. Just give the computer the name of your hotel. You'll see it on the map. To top it off, a voice will give you directions while you drive. With a car like this, what else would you expect?
Substitution, number one. You sigh a deep sigh.
Jane lives a happy life.
The old man smiled a sad smile. Number two, you'll see it on the map. To top it off, a voice will give you directions.
On Chinese New Year, we get a bonus. To top it off, we get 10 days off.
Mike won the race. To top it off, he broke the world record. Lesson 18. Nothing is perfect. Part 1. Dialogue.
The computer in Dan's car is helping him reach his hotel.
Okay, computer. How do we get there?
Go one block and take a left.
That looks easy. He turns right.
Left? I said left, you idiot.
Sorry. Wow, you don't have to get so angry.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just having a bad day.
A bad day? You're a computer. How can you have a bad day?
Well, I think I've got a virus.
Ha! And I thought computers could never be wrong.
Now listen again. The computer in Dan's car is helping him reach his hotel.
Okay, computer. How do we get there?
Go one block and take a left.
That looks easy. He turns right.
Left? I said left, you idiot.
Sorry. Wow, you don't have to get so angry.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just having a bad day.
A bad day? You're a computer. How can you have a bad day?
Well, I think I've got a virus.
Ha! And I thought computers could never be wrong. Lesson 19. Blame It on Men. Part 1. Reading. What's the real reason women get fat? It's not chocolate or ice cream. According to a recent report, which was published in London, it's men. A magazine suggested men have a special warning written on their foreheads. I can make you fat. What do you think of that idea? The report claims that when women fall in love, they tend to eat more. When they get married, they cook more. And when they get pregnant, of course, they gain weight. They blame it on men. So, girls, if you want to lose weight, you don't have to go on a diet. Just dump your boyfriends.
Now listen again. What's the real reason women get fat? It's not chocolate or ice cream. According to a recent report, which was published in London, it's men. A magazine suggested men have a special warning written on their foreheads. I can make you fat. What do you think of that idea? The report claims that when women fall in love, they tend to eat more. When they get married, they cook more. And when they get pregnant, of course they gain weight. They blame it on men. So girls, if you want to lose weight, you don't have to go on a diet. Just dump your boyfriends.
Substitution, number one. What's the real reason women get fat?
This is the place they first met.
Midnight is the time everyone wishes each other Happy New Year. Number two, a magazine suggested men have a special warning written on their foreheads.
The doctor advised that I go on a diet.
Winnie proposed that we all pay her a visit this weekend. Lesson 20, A Weighty Problem, Part 1, Dialogue. Eve and Adam are talking.
Do you know I've put on 5 kilos since going out with you?
Why's that?
You're always taking me to fancy restaurants.
Well, you don't have to eat so much when we eat out, you know.
But I can't resist all the delicious food.
Besides, it's not cheap.
I guess you're right. Maybe I should start cooking again.
Adam turns pale. Let's just forget about your weight problem, okay? I don't care how fat you are.
Really? Now listen again.
Eve and Adam are talking.
Do you know I've put on 5 kilos since going out with you?
Why's that?
You're always taking me to fancy restaurants.
Well, you don't have to eat so much when we eat out, you know.
But I can't resist all the delicious food.
Besides, it's not cheap.
I guess you're right. Maybe I should start cooking again.
Adam turns pale. Let's just forget about your weight problem, okay? I don't care how fat you are.
Really?
Lesson 21, Coffee Bathing. Part 1, Reading. When the Japanese ask you, would you like some coffee? Think twice before you answer. In Japan, it is quite popular to have a coffee bath. For about $20, you can get a ground coffee bath, that is, they boil you in coffee. The coffee smells good, but you'll probably feel the heat. It sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, the Japanese don't do it for fun. They believe it helps cure diseases. Who knows? Maybe it's true. But in spite of what they say, I'll just take my coffee in a cup. Thank you.
Now listen again. When the Japanese ask you, "Would you like some coffee?" think twice before you answer. In Japan, it is quite popular to have a coffee bath. For about 20 U.S. dollars, you can get a ground coffee bath. That is, they boil you in coffee. The coffee smells good, but you'll probably feel the heat. It sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, the Japanese don't do it for fun. They believe it helps cure diseases. Who knows? Maybe it's true. But in spite of what they say, I'll take my coffee in a cup, thank you.
Substitution number one. For about 20 U.S. dollars, you can get a ground coffee bath.
For a small sum of money, you can be a shareholder of this company.
You can get this painting for next to nothing. Number two, they believe it helps cure diseases.
A piece of ice can help lessen the pain.
This cream will help stop the bleeding. Lesson 22. Whiskey or coffee? Part 1. Dialogue. Jack and his Japanese friend, Nori, are on their way home from school.
What a hard day I had at school. I feel like having a coffee or something.
Me too.
Let's go to Rick's coffee shop.
That sounds good. They are at the coffee shop.
What kind of coffee do you like?
I feel like having an Irish coffee.
Okay, I'll have the same.
After two cups, Nori is drunk.
Why am I feeling tipsy?
There's whiskey in Irish coffee, you know.
Why didn't you tell me? Boy, it can be dangerous to have a simple cup of coffee with an American. Now listen again.
Jack and his Japanese friend, Nori, are on their way home from school.
What a hard day I had at school. I feel like having a coffee or something.
Me too.
Let's go to Rick's coffee shop.
That sounds good. They are at the coffee shop.
What kind of coffee do you like?
I feel like having an Irish coffee.
Okay, I'll have the same.
After two cups, Nori is drunk.
Why am I feeling tipsy?
There's whiskey in Irish coffee, you know.
Why didn't you tell me? Boy, it can be dangerous to have a simple cup of coffee with an American.
Lesson 23. Earthquake Survival Tips. Part 1. Reading. Would you know what to do during a really big earthquake? Experts have looked into the matter carefully. It may be worth your while to look over the following tips they have for us. If the ground begins shaking while you are driving, pull over and stay in your car. If you are in a building, try to get near a strong wall, the corner of a room, or the space under a big doorway is the safest. As soon as the quake is over, check the gas pipe in the building. Gas fires often result from earthquakes. These tips may prove to be lifesavers. We should, therefore, keep them in mind. Remember to always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Now listen again. Would you know what to do during a really big earthquake? Experts have looked into the matter carefully. It may be worth your while to look over the following tips they have for us. If the ground begins shaking while you are driving, pull over and stay in your car. If you are in a building, try to get near a strong wall, the corner of a room, or the space under a big doorway is the safest. As soon as the quake is over, check the gas pipe in the building. Gas fires often result from earthquakes. These tips may prove to be lifesavers. We should, therefore, keep them in mind. Remember to always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Substitution number one. Would you know what to do during a really big earthquake?
Would you know where to go to buy fishing equipment?
Helen told us when to leave for the party. Number two. As soon as the quake is over, check the gas pipe in the building.
As soon as Dad got home, we had dinner.
As soon as Ben got a job, he moved out.
亲历课堂，欢迎你。
亲历课堂，欢迎。
听啊，讲啊。